Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Hey Miles, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, good. Sure, good, you?
Oh, pretty good. I was, we had already talked about this, but I was going to tell you about the lizard guy. I saw him on National Geographic Channel.
Mm-hmm.
They have a show they call Taboo. And yeah. I happened to catch it, and he was on there, so it's kind of interesting. I think it's been a while ago. He looked younger to me.
Yeah.
But you know, they had much better equipment and everything, so maybe he actually looks better on better equipment. I don't know.
Oh, you think?
Well, they actually taped part of his show as well, you know.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Or like hook bar stools to his earlobes or something. It was kind of
That's I didn't want to ruin that for him.
Yeah, well, that's he's got a wife too.
Yeah.
She didn't look quite as freaky as he did.
Someone had asked me that. You know, I'm like, you know, that didn't come up in conversation.
My wife said, "Even you have a wife." So.
Oh.
As if that's not out of the norm for people.
An Inflatamate or something?
It could be. I don't know. Could be.
Beer goggles, you know?
So, yeah,
beer
really.
Goggles. Yeah.
Either that or, you know, real low self-esteem or desperation. Or
all the above, yes, right? Someone lost
childhood. Yeah.
Yes, that's
no,
true.
You know, self-confidence.
Yeah. So
should I keep going on or what?
Anyway.
So what's going on with you?
So it's nice as your children get older, you try to teach them life lessons. And
yeah, for instance, you were just telling me that your kid had a beer, so.
Yeah, well, don't believe everything I say. Okay, don't.
You're like, hey, give me a drink of that beer. I mean, your kid's not even 10 years old yet, is he?
Well, no, he's not.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's light beer.
It's near beer.
It's near beer, so it's okay. No. So
I think
you enjoy teaching kids lessons as they get older. And they're learning about life and that.
What kind of lessons do you teach?
Well, we were at, Target yesterday.
Oh, you actually went to Target?
It was Target time. Yeah, it was Target time.
I thought you rarely left the hallowed halls of Walmart.
No, this was a special thing. We were looking for Halloween stuff.
And Walmart doesn't have Halloween stuff?
Well, you know, you like to go different sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You know, get a little crazy, go to Target.
Woo,
you know,
crazy.
Go crazy. And we're in the Halloween aisle.
Yeah.
And I rip off this silent fart.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right about the time I find what I'm looking for on the shelf, I rip this thing off.
So you stop
and,
immediately after you fart.
I stop, and I grab this thing, and all of a sudden, like, these people start walking around the corner heading their way.
Yeah. The Halloween section tends to be, you know, kind of popular around Halloween, you know. You probably would have been better off to go, like, I don't know, like in the summer wardrobe area to do that.
Yeah. It was a little cruel, I admit.
Cruel, yeah.
Hey, little Miles Jr., it's time to leave now. Come on.
But, Dad.
And we take about two steps. He's like, Dad.
I'm not even half finished with my 40.
He's like, Dad, something stinks.
Well, that's that new Halloween suit they have over there.
Yeah.
They have some leftover sphincter from Mystery Men.
So, I was teaching my kid about Silent but Deadly.
See, there's Ben Stiller and then, you know, the sphincter, Paul Rubens.
SBD, son, SBD, Silent but Deadly.
Yeah, what did he say?
Oh, he loved it. He thought it was great.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Which is funny because we had done a show like this many a year ago.
Right. Oh, were you at the antique store?
Yeah, I was at an antique, and a guy did this to me. He was with some girls. Remember that?
You maintain, but I'll.
I was upset. Remember?
Sneaking suspicion that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a Fight Club scenario where it was actually you farting on yourself in an antique store.
Remember how upset I was, though, remember?
Yeah, well, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if you ran straight to the Target bathroom and pissed in the sink.
Oh, man. No, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
I was in the crapper all night, the ones I got home. Oh, man.
Why?
I don't know. Everything just busted loose after that trip. And I was like, the levee broke, man.
I was going to say, what's the difference? Every night, it's like.
Oh, man.
Go into the bathroom and Dad will help you with your homework while he, you know, evacuates.
The bad part was we had to go to this like pre-Halloween doings.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm having like all these bathroom issues. I'm like, oh man. Oh man, I cannot.
Oh my goodness. When aren't you having bathroom issues?
I know. I really was yesterday though, man. I was like, oh my god.
Everything came out okay?
I took some Imodium.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to make it. Mm. You know?
You must be a real connoisseur of toilet paper is all I can figure.
I was just afraid I was going to have a shirt. That's what I was afraid
of. Oh, yeah. Shirt. You know, yesterday I thought I had a shirt almost.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was working. Yeah. And I had to work yesterday. It's Saturday. And I was, you know, there's nobody around. Mm-hmm. So I was just cutting loose.
Right.
Because I was like in an area where there's a bunch of people. There was like a couple thousand people in this area, in this thing I was at. But where I was at, I was kind of in an area that was kind of blocked off.
Right.
So there really wasn't hardly anybody around. So I was just, you know, let it fly. What the hell, right?
Right. Right.
And then the one toward the end, that was a close one.
Oh, man.
I thought for sure something bad had happened.
Really?
Yeah, it was wet.
Ah! Did you go check yourself afterwards?
Or? I felt like I was a vaporizer for a minute.
Oh, sweet!
Nothing happened. Finally, you know, took a moment, and all was well.
There you go.
But it scared me. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? You're stuck.
You were there with 3,000 people, and you just sharted. I mean,
well, yeah, it was like 2,000, but still.
10,000. What are you at? 2,000. Cardinals game?
It wasn't a Cardinals game. They lost by then.
Yeah. That's
weird. It was like, it was probably like 1,500, 2,000.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was kind of a scary deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, no more farting. Done farting until I can take care of business. Yeah, terrible. So what was the lesson for your son? I still haven't figured this out.
Well, he learned all about SBD and
what's
involved. And
so did the people notice? Could you tell?
Don't know. I got out of there. Once I dropped the stink bomb, I was out of there. I was like, I'm not going to hang around, man, because he's... It's like high schoolers, you know. It's like they come bebop around, like, "Oh, cool, all right."
It'd be hilarious if they had like their security had some kind of infrared, so they could see like, "Hey, we got like a heat bloom over there in the Halloween aisle."
I think that guy stole something. Look how fast he's moving.
That's right. Look at that. They could have like, you know, be able to go back and watch it, and you see all this like steam coming out of your butt. Oh,
hot and steamy. Hot and steamy.
Oh!
Do I have time to tell my second story tonight?
Turn on the ventilation in aisle 5. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Do I have time to tell this?
Sure.
We still got time or no? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a completely different story.
Okay.
Completely different. We're at our place of worship today.
Yeah.
Right? And okay. Things are about to begin, and my wife's been talking to some people.
And did you realize down. My husband farted in the Target Halloween aisles?
Well, you're getting... it's not quite...
Did
like
you
that.
Realize my best friend wouldn't let her boyfriend...
No. My wife sits down next to me, right?
Yeah.
And she says, man, I was talking to the Jones family here.
The preacher, and he hit on me.
No, and she goes, I think their kid crapped their pants or something.
Yeah.
I can smell crap.
Me, honey.
I'm like, oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. I didn't really notice it.
That's what you always say.
My
That's
kids
like your line.
My kids had mentioned something they had smelled. My wife was trying to shush him because she thought this little kid maybe had crapped her pants.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We sit down, and like, now I'm smelling it.
Okay.
And the day before, not the day before. The
I crapped
before,
my I, pants.
I know I had stepped in some dog crap.
Oh, sure.
But I knew my shoes were clean, but it doesn't smell like human. It smells like dog, you know?
You knew your shoes were clean because you threw them out, because that's what you do with all the dog crap shoes.
So now my wife's after
You're
me.
Rich.
Like, my wife's like, she goes, is that your shoes that smell like dog crap, you know?
Yeah.
And I left them. I looked. They're fairly clean. I go, no. I go, why don't you check yours? And she lifts up her ass. Oh, sure enough, there's some Scooby-Doo on her shoes. She's like, oh, I'm going to go clean these up, like right in the middle of things. Like, I got to go. She leaves. Now she's convinced that I have somehow gotten this on her shoes. Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
You did.
She's accusing me of using her shoes. She goes, they are very comfortable slip-on shoes, I will admit. But
clogs,
yes. I do wear them sometimes, yes.
I wear my wife's shoes to go do little errands that I want.
Yeah,
I'll
go get the mail.
Yeah,
you know, or...
sure.
I must have used them, and I got some Scooby-Doo on them, and now we're at a place of worship. My wife thought it was some little kid. She blamed it on a little kid, not realizing it was herself that stunk.
I did not say anything to that kid.
No, I know you didn't say anything.
My last year at Christmas, my kids got me slippers for the total reason that they didn't like me wearing my wife's shoes all the time. My daughter's like, now, Dad, you don't have to wear mom's shoes.
So this year, I guess you're going to be getting your own teddy bear nightie.
But
Daddy,
the terrible
wrong.
Thing is I still wear my wife's shoes whenever I walk out.
They're comfortable. I mean, why not?
Well, they're convenient for whatever reason. She seems to leave them right where I need them. So.
And they slip on easy, and they're comfortable, and you can just go out.
I don't know. My foot's quite a bit bigger than my wife's, so they're not that comfortable. But they're very convenient. Because she seems to have them right when I, right where I need them when I need to go outside or something.
Well, don't step on any fecal matter, for God's sake.
Well, isn't it your responsibility to clean up the dog crap anyway?
I said it's the wearer's responsibility once they put on the shoes to check to see.
Well, but I mean, aren't you the one that's supposed to be scooping the poop?
Well, I don't like to do that as much, though.
I realize that, I'm saying.
That's a lot of bending and exercise.
Isn't that your job?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I could smell it, though. She kept waving her foot, had like a leg over a knee, kind of waving her foot. I'm like, oh, God.
I remember one time we got some French fries that smelled like dog shit.
Really?
Like frozen French fries.
Oh, you ever smell like cigarette smoke? Smells like shit.
No, I don't think I have.
Or some kind of smoke that smells like.
No.
What's weird is I can discern like dog poo from human poo.
Well.
I knew it was dog poo. I knew it.
I smell kibbles. I smell bits.
Isn't that freakish how I would know that, though?
Well, your father...
I knew.
Your father, you know...
Yeah, well, that's a whole set. That's a whole different show.
It was. He's the crap scene investigator.
I know. If I could somehow make money out of that.
Son, I'm going to teach you all about shit.
You could blindfold me. And you could put three cups down, human fecal, dog fecal, and cat fecal. And I could pick out.
There's a test. I would love to see that. I bet you
I could do that. If we had more of a budget on the show, I would do that.
What kind of budget do you need? You need to have a cat, a dog, and a human.
I do. I have all three.
And you do. You could even do like chameleon shit or something like that.
Isn't that some weird ability, though?
I think you should do that. That'd be funny. Get your wife to set that up. That's our next YouTube thing. We'll do the voiceover. Now Miles is going to sniff the human feces. Didn't you wave it under your nose? You take take like a popsicle stick and dip it in there. Wave it under there and you'll be like, could I possibly have another sniff? One moment. Yeah. Can everybody be please be quiet?
Yeah, I wouldn't have to get that close. I don't think I'm not some freak.
That is human.
Human.
See, then we could have your dad there. You know, that'd be funny. Will the son beat the father in his shit identification?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, my nose. I'm very old, so my nose doesn't work so well now. He could beat me. But if I get to touch it, I will win.
He has touched fecal matter.
He's touched his own fecal matter a number of times.
And a house guest, too. And a house guest.
I could beat my son, even though I'm old. At this challenge.
What are you, Quincy?
That's right.
Sam, come here, Sam.
This is gerbil. Somebody switch something. It's only supposed to be dog, cat, or human. It's like some kind of feces dating game.
Feces number one. If we were going in on a date.
If you had corn, would it A, pass through... Are we talking whole kernel corn, corn on the cob, or cream corn?
I thought you were going to do a Regis Philbin voice there for a minute.
Could I possibly get my dial a friend?
What kind of corn would it be?
That's right. You have a famous dial a friend, do you?
I'd like to dial a friend to help me.
There you go.
Decide what kind of hog left this shit.
There
Mr.
you
Walken?
Go. I believe. There you go. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
You want to see it?
Work that up.
Work that up. All right. I'll work it into the budget.
And I want to get the... unfortunately, I need a lot of help because you can't work the camera. But I want to see, like, getting the samples.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to go out and actually, in the yard, poop from the dog.
Get all three in the damn house. What are you talking about in the yard?
So, well, basically, then you can walk around your house and look at the stains in the carpet and say,
basically,
cat, dog, or human.
Basically.
Oh, my goodness.